Welcome, everyone, to another Literary Escape podcast episode. Wanted to remind everyone that tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will have our first coffee and books event with authors Misty M. Beller, Jody Basie, Lynn Shannon, and Abby Downey. Join us for an hour of book talk with these amazing authors. This is a free event, but you will need to sign up to participate. You can find the link below this blog post for this podcast episode. I can't wait to talk books with you tomorrow morning. This is also a reminder that we will have a book giveaway on February 16th, and all you have to do to enter is sign up for our newsletter. We will have two lucky winners for this giveaway. We are giving away the Brothers in Arms series by Mary Keneally. So if you have a friend who would love to win these books, share this episode or blog post with them so they can sign up with the link below. Authors, our next expert training will be on February 17th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Indie and traditionally published author Sarah R. Turnquist will dive into formatting software for authors. Her training will look at three formatting softwares, Vellum, Atticus, and Scrivener. Sarah will provide a brief overview of formatting in general, and then we will discuss some pros and cons of each software. This training is free for members of HCRW and is $17 for non-members. You can find a link to join below this blog post. And the Writers Wednesday episodes will launch on February 14th. These podcast episodes will bring you advice from authors and experts in the publishing industry. And kicking off this brand new line of episodes, we will have many interviews with historical Christian romance authors as they share insider tips and their top three go-to tools. So stay tuned for this Writers Wednesday launch. And finally, if you are an aspiring author of historical Christian romance, then I invite you to join our fellow authors. In HCRW, we enjoy productive and encouraging critique meetings twice a month. We have informative expert trainings once a month that equips us with the knowledge and tools to make our writing dreams a reality. Plus, we get early access to all Writers Wednesday episodes. Learn more and become a member today by clicking the button below this blog post. I'm looking forward to writing with you. Now let's dive into this fun interview with Robin Lee Hatcher. Welcome to the Literary Escape podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome to an exciting author interview this Friday with Robin Lee Hatcher. She is the author of 90 novels and novellas with over 5 million copies in print. She's known for her heartwarming and emotionally charged stories of faith, courage, and love. Her numerous awards include the Rita, the Carol, the Christie, the Holt Medallion, the National Reader's Choice, and the Faith, Hope, and Love Reader's Choice. Robin is also the recipient of prestigious Lifetime Achievement Awards from both American Christian Fiction Writers and Romance Writers of America. When not writing, she enjoys being with her family, spending time in the beautiful Idaho outdoors, Bible art journaling, reading books that make her cry, watching romantic movies, and decorative planning. Robin makes her home on the outskirts of Boise, sharing it with a demanding Papillon dog and a persnickety tuxedo cat. Welcome, Robin. I'm so excited to have you here with us for the Literary Escape podcast.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So we just finished discussing your Boulder Creek romance series, and I would love to know what was your hope or desire for your readers as you wrote that series?
Well, it's the same as with every book that I write. No different is that my first hope is that I entertain, that I write a book that will allow the reader to get into the story and escape. That's always my first thing. And I always hope that in some way, my books will strengthen a person's faith or draw them closer to the Lord. That's always a big thing too. Now, I would say that the two books in the Boulder Creek series, I would say the first one was much more clean fiction than Christian fiction. It was just the way the story was. And I'm a very intuitive writer, and I'm definitely a seat of the pants writer. And so I just go with where the characters take me, and some stories need more of something than other stories. And so that's just the way those two turned out.
We enjoyed both of them. So I thought you
great.
They were very well written. So who were your favorite characters to write in this series?
That's always a tough question for me. I mean, I get to know and like my lead characters always, and those are the ones that popped into my mind. Now, to be fair, remember, I have written 3 full novels since these, and a half of another novel, and I'm started on another one as well. And so it's always a bit of a trying to reach into this old brain of mine and go, what do you think? But I would say Sarah of those two books was the character that I really enjoyed writing because she was a dreamer. She loved to read and she loved to let her imagination take her other places. And I really relate to that. So
yeah.
I was always a bit of a daydreamer, got in trouble in school, staring out the windows and playing with my imaginary characters.
Yeah. Sometimes I catch myself doing that in meetings and I think I better get back to what we're doing. So, all right. Did you have any favorite scenes that you wrote for that series? And I realized you're trying to go back quite a ways.
Yeah, I would say that probably it would be in Even Forever. The action scenes, the chase scenes were kind of at the end were kind of that was kind of fun to write and be thinking of what's going on in all that activity of the escape and rescue and all those things. So I would say that those were favorites to write.
Yeah.
Because they're different. For me, my books tend to be very character driven. And so there's a lot of internal monologue and so forth. And so when I read suspense books, I think, man, I should write suspense because there's just action, 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 action.
Yes.
But that's not what I naturally write. So it was a step outside of the norm for me.
Yeah. Well, you wrote it well. I thought you did a great job.
Thanks.
You might try suspense one day.
I might. You never know.
Yeah. Will there be more books in this series or is that it?
At this point, that's it. However, one of the things that is very true in publishing is the popularity of longer series. When I got started a million years ago, series were always 3 books. That was just the rule for a long, long time. But with the advent of indie publishing and ebooks, that really changed things. And boy, some authors have, 20 some books in a series. So I have invented many little towns in Idaho over the course of my career. And Bethlehem Springs, I actually brought back into a contemporary novel recently. I wrote the series called The Sisters of Bethlehem Springs. And when I was writing a recent contemporary book, I thought, well, here's this town. Let's just put it to use. And so I've thought about bringing some Boulder Creek would be a place that, it's the second book is 1898. So I have a lot of room. Historical now is considered all the way up to Vietnam War, which I wouldn't want to go that far. But I've written World War II stories. So there's a lot of room of what I could do in Boulder Creek between 1898 and 1945. So that is a real possibility that I might revisit it and watch it grow.
Okay. Well, that would actually be interesting to go back and see it several years later. Mm-hmm. So can you give us some insight then into the books that readers can expect from you next?
Right. Well, I'm doing a series called The British Are Coming. And that series actually was birthed back in 2008 is when I wrote that book called Fit to Be Tied. And it was a female wrangler on a cattle ranch and a British lord whose father's, he was injured in World War I and his father sent him to America to get his life in order because he's just sitting around drinking and gambling and doing the things that he shouldn't be doing. And I had so much fun with Cleo and Sheridan. No, it's not Sheridan. No, I'm not coming up with his name. Sherwood. I just had a lot of fun because when I did a trailer for it, I came up with the line that Sherwood was as worthless as a milk bucket under a steer. And I just thought that described it so well. But it was so fun, that interesting blend of cultures from Britain and America and the American West. And so I came up with the idea for this series, and it originally sold back in 2010. But then the publisher decided that really what they wanted from me were some contemporaries. And so I put the books aside. And then I sold it to another publisher about 5 years later, and then they defaulted. And so the book still didn't get written. So in 2002, I was thinking I really wanted to write some historicals again. And I thought, boy, you've got those books sitting there for all these years, you know, 12 years at the time. And I pulled them back out and I added a novella that I didn't originally have. So the first book is To Enchant a Lady's Heart. And it's set in Victorian England. And the hero is the illegitimate son of a British earl. And then he falls in love with a gentlewoman. But in that story, then his legitimate brother, who is the heir to the earl and sister and another friend, are all introduced during the course of that novella. So you get to meet them. And then those three other characters come to America at the start of the new book, which releases next week. So the novella is To Enchant a Lady's Heart. No, I'm sorry. It's not next week. It's about 2.5 weeks. It's the 13th of February. Okay. And that's called To Marry an English Lord is the first book. That's Sebastian's story. And I just love these stories. I loved writing the book set in England, and I loving writing the story set in America now with the British characters here. So that one comes out in, like I said, about 2.5 weeks. And
February 13th.
Yeah, February 13th. So the day before Valentine's Day, people will have them. So I'm excited about those releasing. And then I'm currently working on another biblical novel for Guidepost, which is The Star of Bethlehem is the focus is, what kicks it off. So it really revolves around two characters. The heroine is the cousin of Joseph.
Oh.
And is there for the birth at Bethlehem, and then the escape when Herod comes and so forth. So,
that sounds very interesting.
Yeah, I'm loving writing that.
I can imagine. That's wonderful. So how can our listeners connect with you and stay up to date with your writing?
Sure. My website is robinleehatcher.com, R-O-B-I-N-L-E-E, hatcher.com. And they can go there and they can subscribe to my email list. I send a monthly newsletter that has a pretty strict format. And then I also send when there's specials, I share friends' books who, especially if they're free downloads. And so I have those every month as well. I do a drawing for US subscribers of new paperbacks, one of mine and one of a friend of mine's. Every month, subscribers are entered in that drawing. So I really encourage you to sign up for the drawing. I blog, and I used to have I had over 1,000 subscribers to my blog. Unfortunately, when I moved my website, the ability to take those subscribers with me didn't go. So they won't be hearing from me. So now blog readers will have to remember to visit my site in order to know what's going on.
Yeah, that's just one of the downfalls when we have to migrate our website. Yeah. So, well, wonderful. I had such a good time talking to you about the Boulder Creek Romance series. I loved it. We loved it as a book club. I highly recommend it to readers. And I'm looking forward to the ones that you have coming out on February 13th. And I'm really curious about your guidepost story as well. So can't wait to see it.
Good. Yeah. Guidepost books are mostly by subscription. They're harder to get. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the downsides there. But I wrote my first biblical novel with fear and trembling. I mean, I really was afraid. Because if I mess up with history in other books, I try not to, but I don't feel like I'm stepping on any toes that I shouldn't be or doing something. And so that was my fear writing the first one. But I got over that and I've written two now. And this is my third. My second book was The Queen of Sheba, which came out in December, The Beginning of Wisdom. So I love delving into the biblical part to the research. So that's the great part.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at www.literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.